every fire station in Surrey is to be equipped with a life-saving defibrillator, which will be accessible to the public 24 hours a day. They're being put in thanks to a partnership between Surrey Fire Service and South East Coast Ambulance Service. Defibrillators work by giving someone who's gone into cardiac arrest an electric shock to try and restore a normal heart rhythm. Well, I'm pleased to say Ian Thompson, who's area commander at Surrey Fire and Rescue, joins me on the phone now. Hi, Ian. This is great news, isn't it?
It is good news, yeah. Catherine, good evening.
Good evening. You've got these machines in two fire stations already, haven't you? And they've been put into another 24, is that right?
That's right, yeah. We've currently got them at Chobham Fire Station and at Leatherhead, but we are going to fit them in all the fire stations across Surrey, which is 26 in all.
So can you explain a bit more about why it's important to use a defibrillator on someone who's gone into cardiac arrest? How does it actually work?
Well, when someone's got a cardiac arrest, their heart is not beating properly, and what you need to do is put an electric shock through that heart to stop the heart, and then it allows it to restart, and that's what a defibrillator does. We've been working with South East Coast Ambulance for several months now, trying to put this capability across Surrey Fire and Rescue Service staff, so we've got them on all our fire engines, and a number of our staff are trained in using the equipment, but we're now making them available to the public through these public access defibs, which will be on the outside of all fire stations by the end of this year.
So you say they're on the outside of all fire stations. Presumably they'll be in an obvious place. How do people actually get access to them?
Well, that's absolutely right. Yes, they're in a bright yellow cabinet on the front of the fire station, and where the front of the fire station isn't clearly obvious from the road, then we'll put signs to make sure that people know how to get there. And what will happen is if someone knows someone that's got a cardiac arrest, they've got an incident happening now, we urge them to dial 999, ask for the ambulance service. The ambulance operator will then direct them to their nearest defibrillator. So if it's one of ours, they will tell them where to go to get that defibrillator. And then the ambulance operator will give the person instructions on how to use the defibrillator and also give other life-saving advice over the phone.
That was going to be my next... Sorry to talk over you. That was going to be my next question, because some people might be saying, well, I don't know how to use one. What will I do? So people will get all the advice they need to actually use that equipment. You know, it must be kind of, you must be hoping that you'd be able to save a lot more lives.
Well, absolutely. And what we've found out from working with South East Coast Ambulance is that every minute that someone's heart isn't being defibrillated, their chances of survival decreases by about 10%. So what we're trying to do is make the public aware that these facilities are coming on. So we're running community open days. There's one at Chobham Fire Station on the 9th of May, this coming Saturday, and it's at Leatherhead on the 10th of May, obviously Sunday. And we're going to be running through a range of activities on that day. So it's how to use a defibrillator, how to deliver CPR, which is the chest compressions and maybe the rescue breath as well, and how to do other life-saving activities like use the recovery position. But we're also giving other advice out, so on stroke management, blood pressure, those sorts of things. But we're working very closely with community first responders, which are other people that volunteer and work for South East Coast Ambulance, and we'll go out and try and give that initial support to someone who's in need. We've got our own volunteers there on the day, and we're hoping to make it a fun day, so there'll be activities for children to do as well, such as dressing up as a firefighter, etc.
Sounds great. Just remind us again, Ian, they're at Chobham and Leatherhead, is that right?
That's right, yeah. So this Saturday at Chobham Fire Station, that's between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon, and this Sunday at Leatherhead Fire Station, again between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon.
Ian Thompson from Surrey Fire and Rescue, thank you very much.